Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, Sri Lanka's favorite podcast 4 years running. The gentleman to my left today is comedy legend, Sri Lanka enthusiast, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis. Mm-hmm. And our friend who is off cam today.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's in the wide. He's in the wide.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Is Poseidon. We couldn't get a cam on him because he's too dark.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lighting issue.
Yeah, we couldn't light you properly. And we have a special guest today.
From Netflix's Making Fun, it's Pat and Paul.
Hey, guys.
I just realized it's Pat, yeah. Paul, Pantelis, Poseidon,
yeah,
and Mike.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sorry, Mike.
Well, in the alphabet, we're next to each other. It's the MPs.
Yeah, I'm the odd one out.
So welcome to the podcast, dude.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is not your first time in Montreal.
No, second time.
Second time only.
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah. That's
Are
great.
We showing our best face considering half the city is under construction?
It seems like it, right?
It's fucking crazy. It wasn't like this last week.
Yeah.
It was parking everywhere.
We drove through the nice east side, Montreal.
What's the east side?
Got to see all the sights and sounds of the east
side. The east side where the hookers have bruises.
Yeah, that's the east side, right?
They're the saddest, weirdest looking hookers.
We have hookers in the gay village. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. That's the east.
Yeah. The east, there's something every time. Like, you go to Montreal, you go, oh, this is a nice city. There's not that much crime, and it's not... People aren't that poor, like, in the poor parts. And then you go in the east, and you're like, oh, what the fuck happened to these people?
Yeah. There's been a lot of shootings, too, this past couple weeks.
Really?
You don't watch news anymore at all?
I don't watch anything.
Good.
Yeah.
It's better that way.
I found out there's something going on in Russia. I think the Olympics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's ongoing, too.
I hear people are very angry about the Russian Olympic team.
No, now they're angry with the police department in Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, because they refused to go help kids getting shot. Did you hear about that? That Uvalde, what are they called? What's that place called? Uvalde?
Yeah.
Uvalde. Yeah, they just said, fuck it. They just waited. They were hearing kids get slaughtered. And then it was an off-duty border patrol officer that went in and took care of shit.
You figure, like, the cops, if they're there. Yeah, that's kind of your job.
Well, they don't
like
want to get shot.
But if you don't want to get shot, don't become a cop.
That's it. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know.
Well, that's the argument now. Because like, what did you want us to do? Get killed? Like, preferably the children. Yes.
Yeah. Or pick up one of the dead kids and use them as a shield.
Yeah, just one. Yeah. Save
like
the rest.
Like a bad movie.
So how was filming for this show Making Fun? How did it come about?
That was an improvisation, right?
You improv most of the thing?
Yeah. I mean, the shooting part was most improvised.
Yeah. Who reached out and said, we want to build stuff for children?
That was a production company. Reached out to me. Found a post that I made on Reddit, of all places. And then found, we had done a collaboration before on YouTube. The five of the guys that were on the show. And took a photo in like this giant Adirondack chair that I'd built.
Okay.
And then she saw the five guys. She's like, looks like a good crew. Let's meet the rest of the team.
Mm. And how did it become like... geared for kids? And are you guys uncomfortable speaking to children on Skype without their parents?
It's a little strange.
It's a little odd.
Especially you have five bearded guys sitting in a line at a table. It's like, hello, child. Yeah.
What are you dreaming of, kid? We'll tell you what we're dreaming of later. Yeah. But is that weird? Or?
It was weird because we didn't have any pilot shot for that. So we kind of failed it for the first time there.
You just winged it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of.
And was there a break like between the first episode and episode two to see, okay, what works, what doesn't? Or you guys just filmed it? And like, is it episode six or one of the last episodes, you have a woman that comes on.
Yep.
Is she going to be part of season two or she was just a one-off?
No, decided to bring her like in the thing because the chemical was there, I think. Justine was already working.
The chemistry.
The chemistry.
Because the chemical makes it sound like a rape drug.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike. I'm still Frenchy. I mean, so.
You know, the chemical was there. She woke up in the shed.
Woke up.
Yeah. We don't pay her as much as we pay the other guys, but she's there.
Yeah.
Okay, so the chemistry was there. You like this?
Yeah,
okay.
We just decided to get her involved. And yeah.
I like that. I like adding to the crew.
Yeah, it's kind of natural. It worked.
And how do they find these people that volunteer their children to volunteer their ideas?
It's some casting agency, I think, because it was a lot of like little like wannabe actor kids. Like okay. You kind
of
tell.
Yeah, some of them
the
are over
there talking. Like Jaden, the guy with the guitar boat, or the kid, the one with the guitar boat. Like he's like, we were talking to him, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? An actor. It's like, okay.
I
could tell.
Yeah. I want to be an actor.
And, he's like, well, what I've been dreaming of, really. Hold on, get my other side. What I've been dreaming of.
Yeah.
Are there plans for season 2?
We don't have any news yet. Currently, it's not renewed because
Netflix is imploding, so that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, Netflix is having trouble now.
Yeah.
I saw the internal emails they were sending to their employees, like, stop being woke. You're ruining it for the rest of us. Yeah, which is hilarious to say that to your employees.
Yeah.
You bunch of bitches, you're ruining it. Like, what do they say? Shut up and quit if you don't like it.
Yeah.
Did anybody catch the new Norm Macdonald special?
I did.
No, I want to watch it tonight.
It was amazing.
Yeah. It's odd to see it like that because it's just him kind of, it's kind of like a Skype podcast.
And he has like headphones like this, close up. And he's just he's talking to the cam.
Right.
You hear his dog barking, his phone rings, he answers.
Yeah, I like his role like that.
But he's no less funny.
Yeah.
It was great. So I saw that yesterday. I was watching Outland, and I realized, this is another reason why they sent the memo. Because for sure people got mad at that. The first 20 minutes, I could see why employees would get mad.
Because he has a thing about how his dad was very, had outdated, like old-fashioned thoughts. And in one of the jokes is he goes, he thought that if a man had a penis.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Which is crazy.
Crazy. What are you talking about? Yeah, women have a giant. It was outdated. But he was a progressive. What did he say? We had a gender-neutral bathroom. Everybody was going in. My mom. He had some good stuff. It was weird seeing him like that, huh?
Yeah. But I was very happy.
I discovered him on the late, like when he died.
Okay.
Yeah, and because of you, because we were talking about him, and I started watching a couple of his videos, and I was like, fuck, this guy is funny.
Yeah,
because
for people that don't know, Pat and I used to work together. He used to be, my French special, he was the cameraman on that, and the other one before that too, right?
Yeah.
So the last two French ones and the English one.
Oh, shit, so you're doing camera work, and personally, you just like to build stuff?
Yeah.
You like to do woodworking?
Exactly.
How did you guys meet?
From YouTube, because we both make YouTube videos.
Oh, so you saw each other's videos and said, let's collaborate.
Yeah.
And I guess it's a small community of people who have talent, right?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people build stuff, and, hey, I'm a woodworker, and then they're like, this is a bird. Like, that doesn't look like a bird.
As I said on your French podcast, I thought I was the only one when I started my channel. I thought it was freaking genius. Oh, I'm going to work in a shop and people will enjoy me. Will enjoy seeing me working on things.
I enjoy it. There's something primal about seeing shit. Like, I don't know why, but I get
it
stuck.
It makes you feel like a real, like building makes you feel like a real man. And if you can't build, watching real men build, you're like, I'm a real man too because I'm participating.
But there's, I don't know what it is. You can't stop. Like, I was like, no, how much is he going to cut? There's something, you get addicted to it.
And then
I like seeing the little, like the sheddings of the wood when I don't know why. I like seeing that. I think it's just a mental illness that I have.
And like, in your crew, is it just Jimmy that lost a finger?
Yeah.
Because whenever you see people cutting, you're like, oh, I hope he doesn't lose a finger. There's something freaky about that.
Did he lose it recently?
Did he lose a finger?
He just shoved his pinky.
Cut up,
he reattached it, so.
Oh, okay.
He didn't lose it, but he lost it for a little while.
Okay, because in one of the shots, he does this, and it seems
it's
shorter.
It's a little janky, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, they put it on crooked?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks funny.
He didn't pay enough for the doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
Season 2, you guys should build him a giant finger made out of wood, and it shoots out fucking
just straps
salsa
onto his hand.
Well, you made a leg. You made a wooden leg.
Wooden leg, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was inspired by the Christmas story,
okay.
The leg lamp. So I made the male version of the leg lamp. So it's like, it's my leg, full scale, carved out of wood, and then I put a work boot on it, and the lampshade's like welded out of rebar and made out of leather, and
What, do you have like a, so let's say the ideas that kids gives you, do you guys take any of their ideas and be like, all right, this is, let's give them a better idea. Let's let this kid say something else instead because they give you some stupid ideas, or do you have to take whatever they give you?
Well, I don't know about the old process.
Yeah.
I think it was chosen before, right?
Yeah, I mean, from our perspective talking to them, they just pitched us their ideas and we said yes or no. Like, okay. We didn't really feed them anything, but the final decisions, I'm not quite sure how that worked.
Yeah, I'm curious just to see how, I don't know how they would pick that.
Like, we knew we were going to build a guitar boat, right?
Right, so they like pre-screened them, basically.
Yeah. And so to kind of give you guys a bit of a, an advantage, just as I know this is something they could build, it's going to look cool, it's going to be good on camera, we're not going to do something stupid, like, I want a stick figure. Like, man, I don't have time for this shit. is that why? Yeah. That's why they pre-screen, right, these kids?
I
guess the bad ideas, if the kids are funny and entertaining, they put them on just to see.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still good content.
Grown men humiliate them. I wonder how those kids feel. Do you think the production company tells them, look, your idea is not going to get chosen, but have fun and pitch it?
Yeah, yeah, they did, right, Todd?
I'm not sure. I don't think they knew until afterwards.
Oh.
The first episode, we shot it. There's like three kids that come on, pitch us ideas, and we're like, no, those are stupid. And then we pick one. And we're like, okay, that's good. We're going to build that. And then
that was the dinosaur one, right?
Yeah, the dinosaur. Yeah. So we filmed that day. That was the first intro because we hadn't done a pilot. We weren't familiar with the process. After that, I asked one of the producers. I was like, we're telling those kids like that we didn't hate their ideas. We just had to say no because that's just part of the show. And he's like, oh, no, we should probably do that, shouldn't we? Because we were like shooting these kids down like,
you're
no, we're not
going
to build that.
You see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so after the first episode,
So the kids, the red light on their webcam goes off, and then they just start crying for 3 hours.
They're getting chat messages from Pat's like, you inbred swine.
And what happens to the toys you built?
They're currently destroying it?
Yeah. They were in storage.
Do you say storage or destroying?
Yeah, now they're destroying it.
They're destroying them.
Shouldn't they send them to the kid?
Or what about sick kids? Send it like that dinosaur? That should be like maybe at a children's hospital inside or something.
Yeah, but you have the head now of the dinosaur. I have the unicorn horn.
Okay.
Yeah, we took it apart and
They'd rented the storage unit for a year, and that's coming up in June. So they're like, well, we got to get rid of this stuff.
But why don't they give it away?
I know. Put it like a children's museum or something. Like a little exhibit in the museum.
Give it to a charity or something.
Yeah.
Like the guitar boat works.
Yeah.
So that would be cool to just tour with that.
What the hell? It seems like a waste. It's the production company.
Dumb and Netflix.
Because they don't know what they're doing. They never had to deal with anything like this.
No.
Like, what are we going to do with this shit?
Yeah. No. It's a burden to them.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Guitar boat, someone that has a lake. Like, you can't bring that shit, like, on the ocean or a river. But
you could once.
Yeah. For, like, 9 seconds. Yeah. And even I saw
you send
guys,
kids that are going to die anyway.
It's a make-a-wish thing.
When you left with
the
boat.
It's your last wish, kid, whether you like it or not.
You guys were going forward, and then the next shot you guys were going backwards because I figured that the handle was going into the water.
No, it kept floating, but we had just like a couple of feet to move.
Okay,
so yeah
it was hard to turn around.
And
who's you know the guy that's in charge, like in the show, he's like
it's
the leader
that he's wearing his merch.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Oh yeah,
the rest of
So how did you guys meet him and get involved in that?
That's through the community. But the old TV project thing comes from Paul. Actually, he's been contacted, and then he reached out to me and to Jimmy.
Also, you assembled the woodworking and the Avengers, basically. You assembled everyone. Yeah.
It was kind of through me and the production company.
That must be weird, though, that they contact you. They're like, we want you to organize this.
Yeah.
All right, you got everyone, so you're not the boss anymore.
Yeah.
He's the boss. He's the boss. You're just some guy.
Is he the boss on the show because he's meaner?
I don't know.
He's kind of the most experienced. He's the oldest of the group. So he's like 20 years older than me. So it wouldn't make sense if I was the boss.
Yeah.
Okay, he's kind of a big deal on YouTube.
Yeah. He's done other TV stuff before.
And plus, you guys were filming at his place, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So he had an amazing setup.
It's massive, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one of his workshops.
What does he do full time apart from this?
He makes stuff. That's it.
Custom shit. That's it?
Yeah. He sells his videos, I guess, and he sells a lot of merch like that. And their famous thing is the ice pick. It's just an ice pick, but it's pretty famous.
Like a real ice pick?
Yeah, that's a little ice pick.
With Sharon Stone style.
Yeah. Do you have one? With you?
Not with me, no.
Okay, money. Me neither.
You can still carry ice picks. I think they're only banning handguns in the country now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, in Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're putting a freeze on handguns, but they keep referring to them as assault weapons.
Really?
Yeah, but if a handgun is considered like how assault rifles are, mm-hmm. then isn't everything an assault? A knife, isn't it? You can assault someone with a knife.
Yeah, sure. But
the terminology is why people fight.
Mm-hmm.
Just say you don't want guns.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, oh, yeah, it is a gun. You know what I mean? But if you say it's an assault weapon, then what the fuck is the assault rifle? I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense. pick one. So that's what we're doing now, guys. I know you're hanging out in the States now, but handguns are a thing of the past.
We don't have
here.
That problem in America, you know?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
No, we solved that. Yeah, we solved it.
But how's Vermont? How are you? Vermont? Are they gun people?
I don't know.
Yeah, kind of. Surprisingly, for like New England, like the Northeast, they're kind of the more like you know gun friendly state.
Really, I always saw Vermont as like super lefty.
They
vegan.
Are though.
Yes.
They are, but that's what I'm saying. Guns,
they're like a mixture.
They shoot tofu.
Yeah,
but they don't have tofu. But there's so many people that have guns that aren't going out shooting people. That's why I have nothing against guns. That's what my thing is. As long as it's responsible, you know what you're doing.
I found I learned something today about America. There are 4 million legal, 400 million legal guns in the States.
That's awesome.
So there's more guns than
humans.
There's
like 330 million citizens or something.
So almost like everyone has a gun, and a lot of people have at least two.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You own one?
Yeah. I don't.
Me either.
No?
You? No?
If I did, I wouldn't say it right now. They're making them illegal. But no, I don't mind guns as, you know, responsible stuff. So, you know, I do believe that if you, like, I believe in, like, let's say in the States, it's part of the culture. So I do believe in, all right, if you're going to give people guns, in states where you have to be 21 over to drink, I think it should be the same with a gun. Mm-hmm. Why get a gun at 18 if you can't even drink till you're 21? Right. And some kind of course, like with the driver's license. Make sure they know how to use it.
And make
sure they're not mental.
A little harder.
Yeah.
A little harder, a little longer.
Like the process you have to go through to register a car.
Yeah exactly. Something, some kind of process, but not license. Take everyone's gun, and the only people that's going to have guns are the military, the government, and criminals. Mm-hmm. That's insane.
Yeah. Because
they don't care. Makes no sense. That makes no sense. But argument for another day. Argument for another day. We can't solve it because none of us are politicians.
And they should have training for Texas cops to learn how to use their fucking guns.
Yeah, or just ask them when they sign up. Are you sure you want to do this job? Like, do you really want to do this job?
You know what I realized? Becoming a cop in Texas is kind of like sitting in the exit row on a plane.
Oh yeah.
They ask them, okay. Are you gonna do something? And people just go,
and then they just sit there. Apparently, we're arguing for 50 minutes. Like, you go, no, you go, no, you go. And then an off-duty border guy's like, "All right, I'll go."
And all the parents were out there. They're like threatening to tase the parents.
Did you see that
like they
one
wanted
mom?
To take the parents down more than they want to take the shooter down?
Did you see that one hero mom? She had her two kids in there. She was trying to get in. They handcuffed her at first. They tied up her arms and said no. Yeah. She got away, climbed the fence, went and saved her two kids. Fucking badass. Yeah. No one's talking about her. She should be a goddamn hero.
Yeah.
That's what you should. Yeah. Sometimes you can't comply. The government doesn't always know what's going on.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to be willing to say this is illogical. Kids are getting slaughtered.
Most people, like, I don't have kids, but if you have kids, you go in.
I would have done the same.
I like, you know, I'm putting myself in their shoes. I understand even the off-duty border guy. He's like, this is my, you know, it's my job. I'm supposed to protect people. Like, these guys are sitting around, dicking around. I could go in. Yeah. Fuck it. I'm risking it.
Let's go.
Plus, all the pro-gun people are always saying how guns are can help save people. Yeah. So if you're just sitting there with a gun, then shut the fuck up for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
and
give
your gun back.
Yep. Yeah. If you don't want to do anything, there's no argument anymore. Nope. The cops are the best argument, though. They're just sitting there like, what if we get shot? I thought that's what you signed up for. Yeah.
They're the good guys with a gun.
Yeah. Imagine the military would do that to us. Whoa, what if I get shot, bro? Are you kidding me? I'm going to hang back here, let them shoot from a distance. It's fucking absurd.
Yep.
So that's the week we've had. Yeah.
I loved how Ted Cruz wouldn't answer any questions. And whenever people would ask him a question, he'd say, it's not the time to get political. He'd always say, it's not the time to get political. You're the senator in a state.
You're a politician.
People, and of course it's going to be political.
Do you think they should increase security at these schools? Look. Why are we asking political questions? It's heavy duty, you know?
One guy asked him, it was a British journalist, and he was like, why does this only happen in America? And he was like, I don't want to get political. He was like, but why does it only happen in America?
But that's not even, that doesn't only happen in America, though.
But it's a very American problem.
It's a very American problem, but it does only happen in America.
But
it's
every, a misleading every question. Other country has like one thing every 30 years,
yeah.
Where America has one like every 4 days.
Yeah, I'm telling you, mental problems.
Yeah, but then he was saying, why is this only happen in America so often? And he was like, and then he started with the America's still the country that everyone wants to come to. People want to come here
and
then,
shoot us.
Yeah, and then he was like, America's the best place in the world. So he started with don't get political and ended with almost like a USA, USA. And it was just the weirdest fucking thing.
Yeah, well, it happens because there's more guns per capita. So there's more risks of the guns falling into the hands of the wrong people. That's why it happens. It's 350 million people. Not everyone's going to be mentally stable.
Yeah.
Just within our crew of six people, there's two that are fucked in the head. So just imagine all of America.
Yeah.
I don't mean in here right now. I mean like the regular. Now you guys are fine. Yeah. I meant like the podcast.
That's why we don't own guns.
Yeah.
But you're the American.
That's right.
So did you live around there or did you all move to that guy's facility?
Yeah, we went out there for 3 months to film the show.
3 months straight, yeah.
Because that was in upstate New York, right?
Yep.
And you're in Massachusetts, south of Boston?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so three of the guys are from Massachusetts.
Okay. So when you guys moved there, did you stay like for a month, 2 months, 3 months? How was it?
The old thing.
Yeah. Okay. Like,
yeah, maybe that was what?
It was about 3 months.
Yeah, three months, right? Yeah. So, and that was during COVID, so I couldn't transfer, like...
You couldn't cross the border
easily. Yeah, cross the border, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So you were kind of stranded.
Yeah, but we had a nice cottage.
Yeah, it was great. A good spot.
Big house, and it was cool.
It was like this ski mountain, but in the summer, so nobody was there.
How much space did everyone have? Did you have enough space?
Yeah, well, I had a big room, and you slept in bunk beds?
Yeah, there were some bunk beds.
With the other dudes?
No. It was me and him in a condo, okay. And then the other two guys in a condo.
But since I've been there before him.
Yes, because he had to quarantine.
Yep. So I chose the biggest room and I left him with the little bunk beds.
But I had four beds to choose from.
Yeah, you had four.
In one room.
Oh, so you had four beds in one room, but you were alone in that room. That's what I'm saying. You weren't sharing a room with other dudes.
No.
Yeah, because there's something weird that you're like, fuck, I just got on Netflix. This is amazing. I'm a celebrity. And then you're sleeping in a little bunk bed. With like three other dudes.
Yeah, that's everybody's assumption. It's like we're making millions of dollars and living luxury.
Well, it's
the season one of everything, though, is always garbage.
Yeah, it's bare bones.
Yeah.
They just try to see what they can make out of it. Mm-hmm. See if they can make one. But that would have been funny if they were all in bunk beds. Like, we're talking to children. Room. We're making toys. I'm sleeping in bunk beds. Are we pedophiles? Yeah. Are we, what's happening?
we've been lucky because there's not much cool stuff around there, right?
Yeah, there's
that's
not.
Just like a haunted town.
Yeah.
It's a haunted town.
Kind of. It's like straight from a Stephen King movie.
Oh, it looks creepy.
Yeah.
People live there?
What's the name of the town?
East Durham?
Yeah, that's where Jimmy is. Yeah, we see East Durham, which is like a ski town. Yeah.
Okay.
So like probably for 3 months out of that year, it's hopping. But other than that, there's nothing going on.
Mm. But people live there throughout the year, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that must get sad.
But they're all ghosts and scary. Yeah.
And it's a type of town, I guess, that like... everything closes at 7 at night or 6 at night.
Yeah.
If that was the worst.
Yeah, if we're shooting late one day, we like couldn't get dinner.
Yep.
Like if we stayed past like 9 o'clock, like nothing was open.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can you drive to another town or are they too far?
There's not many other towns.
Yeah, the next town is Woodstock.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Heard good things about that.
Yeah. Yeah. We were stuck with like... Hickory Hill pizzas.
That was a good gas station.
Yeah, that's it.
You had to eat gas station food for 3 months.
Yeah.
The Netflix luxury, you know?
Yeah.
You're the real victims of the pandemic.
I know.
Yeah.
that's the thing about that town. They had like a wood-fired pizza place inside a gas station. So it was like really good pizza.
Oh, that's kind of badass.
But it was in a gas station.
Yeah, it was good for the first three times.
But then and every day?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, so there's no kitchen in the... You guys should have got... There's eight of you. How many guys are you? You could have cooked up a storm. Anyone know how to cook? Or you guys only know woodworking?
Yeah, we didn't have.
Wait, is that why the ladies on board?
What?
Is that why the ladies on board to help you guys cook something? Ulterior motives. You're like, no, it's because of your skills.
Yeah, we were hungry at the end.
with machinery.
Yeah, by episode 7, we're like, we gotta get some different food.
Oh, that's fucking badass. And what are your plans individually now? Just continue the YouTube stuff?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I didn't take any jobs now because I have assumed that we were going to film the second season, And now, apparently, it's not happening like these days. So, yeah, I am going to start working on content. I need to create a new shop. I just moved in a new house. So, I'm going to start my own projects. And
here in Quebec?
Yeah, yeah, in L'Assomption.
Okay. Yeah. We've been there.
Yeah, yeah. And you've got L'Assomption is... You're staying with him right now, mm-hmm. right? During the winter time, it's the best city in Canada.
That's what I
Canada.
Told him this morning. Yeah,
there's
yeah.
a whole little village, yeah. like a yeah. Santa Claus village. It's really nice. Mm-hmm. Really nice.
Yeah.
They just don't know when to celebrate Halloween.
I know.
Yeah, we were there this year for
oh,
your
yeah,
show.
Yeah, that's true.
And it was the 28th or something, 27th, or and I think the 28th.
And the whole city was shut down.
The whole city was shut down. And I asked, like, oh, what's going on? Like, we're trick-or-treating. We're celebrating Halloween. And I was staring at that guy. I go, that's in 3 days. Like, it's today. I was like, all right, villager, whatever you say. Like, it's the 31st.
Are you going to build are you going to have a proper shed or it's going to be?
I have a one-car garage. Okay. So for now, that's going to be it. Maybe at some point, I'm going to rent something bigger. I want a bigger space to welcome people to work with me.
Because you have your YouTube channel, you have 400,000 subscribers.
Yeah, he's a big deal.
Yeah, so and as soon as you hit about like the 100,000 mark, that's when you start making money, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So how many are you at now?
38, I think.
30. Million?
No, 100. Yeah.
Oh, you're going
to So I make like $30 a month with YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, so the ads are not worth that, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So you had Paul bring some
food. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, at first, that's what's crazy. Like, I don't have those type of numbers for YouTube, but my Suzy Kut has like 120,000. Mm-hmm. And I remember the checks at first were ridiculous. Like, I was getting $8 checks, and I was right. like, what is this? And then I even... quit like monetizing it for a while because I was like, this is insane. There are 9 commercials every mm-hmm. video yeah. and I only make $3 a month. And then it went from like 30 to 4,000 in like 1 month. And then it went up, you know, higher.
Yeah, yeah. After you hit 100K.
Yeah. After I hit like, I remember when I hit 100K, it popped, like it almost doubled.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
The CPM changes. 90,
yeah.
Wow.
And I don't know if it goes like if when you hit 200, it
CPM gets better. Yeah, maybe, yeah. yeah.
Maybe you tell me. Is that how it works? Or?
I don't know. Like you have really long content too, which like YouTube likes right now.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Like hour
yeah.
long videos.
They used to like the 10 minute stuff. Now they like yeah. the long stuff.
Yeah. Yeah,
all right, long, we're in business, boys.
Content. Yeah. So it's great yeah. for you guys.
I didn't know that they. I didn't know the switch happened.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always changing, but it's hard to keep up. So I just kind of make what I want to make and. It is what it is.
Hope
yeah.
your people like it.
And yeah. is your content, do you like tell yourself, okay, I got to put out a new video every week or
I try for once a month.
Okay.
Because it's kind of, you got to, you know, build the thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then you
got to
film
true.
It and you got to edit yeah. it. So it takes a bit of time.
Fuck, I never thought of that.
It's a long building, process. Yeah.
Whenever I do, like, I don't do that many videos on my own, but whenever I make videos, I'm like, this is so much work. But all I have yeah. to do is think of what I'm going to say.
Right.
Whereas you have to yeah. fucking build a boat.
Yeah. Yeah. So my builds take like anywhere from a week to like 3 weeks sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. You build like giant stuff. Yeah. I make pans and little bowls.
And
you build houses.
You're a mechanical engineer, right?
Yeah. Civil engineer. Yeah.
Civil engineer. Yeah. Okay. So
that's how we like to keep shit civil around here.
That's right.
We like to
calm down.
Part. Yeah.
So like how did you go from being, did you ever have a job as a civil engineer or you were always...
Yeah, not really. After college, I went and worked for a construction company.
Okay.
I did estimating, so just a lot of numbers and stuff. They like to hire engineers for that.
Sorry. You got bored of that shit?
Thanks, Pat. Yeah, it was good for a few years, and like I didn't hate the job. It was fine. It wasn't great. And then my wife joined the military, so we had to move. So I was like, well, I got to quit my job. And then YouTube was like kind of starting to, you know, get some traction, and that's when I took it full time. And I've been doing it since then, like 5 years now.
Okay.
Full time.
Where'd you guys have to move? She moved like at a military base in the States?
Yeah, yeah. So down to Rhode Island. We're in Massachusetts in like Boston area.
And then you went to Rhode Island?
Down to Rhode Island.
Yeah. How was that?
It's not bad. Rhode Island's weird. It's like such a small state. Like where my shop was, 30 minutes any direction, you're out of the state. Or you're in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's like this weird little community because the state's so small.
Are they tight?
Yeah, kind of. It seems like everybody knows everybody. And we lived there for a year, so I didn't get to meet too many people.
Rhode Island has the best rest stop in North America. There's and I'm just saying this because I'm an alcoholic, but there's a rest area that has a huge liquor store. And it's crazy because to go there, you have to be driving on the highway. Yeah. And there's a wall full of cold beer and ice coolers and like wine coolers and stuff. So it's all people that are just drinking and driving.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But I remember I had stopped there a couple of years ago. And have you seen the prices for like bottles of wine here?
No.
It's like it's insane compared to the States. Like in the States, you'll get a bottle for like $10 and the same bottle here will be like $30. And I remember the wine I used to drink was like $20. And in that rest area, it was $2.99.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just bought like I bought all the wine they had. Like I bought like over 100 bottles. And when I got to the border, they were like, do you have anything to declare? And I was like, I have 200 bottles of wine. And they were like, the limit is two. And I was like, yeah, but
I have 299. It was $2.99.
And then I was like, yeah, but
cheaper than water.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I'll just pay the fine. And she goes, no, but it's a lot. You have to pay. It's almost 30% of the price you paid.
Mm-hmm. So it's still
like,
better.
Yeah, so sure. Instead of paying $3 a bottle, I'll pay like four.
Yeah.
For a $20 bottle of wine. So it was the best.
That's funny, sir. Yeah. The limit is two. Yeah. Yeah, like, look, we're at a crossroads here because I got 200 bottles. Yeah.
That's what crazy. I love, though, whenever you cross the border. And I realized this as I got older because when I was younger, I'd get really afraid. I'd see border crossing and it'd be like maximum two bottles. So I'd like throw bottles out. And now I'm like, I'll just pay the fine. And most of the time, if you tell them, how much is a fine? They don't want to fill out the paperwork.
Yeah,
so right. They're like, just go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just have to be. If they think you're hiding something, then they have to check because they're like, it might not be extra alcohol. This guy might have guns, knives. Or, that's the only reason. But if you just tell them, like, I got some extra bottles of wine. What's the big deal?
Yeah. Like you drove up this week and you brought Impossible Nuggets for me. Yeah. Thank you so much. That's the only reason I didn't wear my wedding ring is I want to get married with you. But how was it? Like, I haven't crossed the border driving in years. How is it now? Is it, like, really complicated, or is it...
Like, they didn't even verify any COVID stuff with me, which I was surprised by. Like, I had my vaccine card and everything, like, ready to go. They didn't even ask me. Just looked at the passport. But they like, searched my truck because I had, like, a bunch of stuff with me to bring to Pat.
Yeah,
okay.
And your nuggets.
Did they find the nuggets? Did they ask questions?
I don't know if they looked in the cooler, but they pulled it out. Like they were looking for, because I had some like tools and stuff from the TV show they're getting rid of, and they're like, well, how much are these tools worth? Like, where's the invoice for these? It's like, well, I didn't buy them. They were free.
Yeah.
You have free tools. Like they didn't seem to believe it. I was like, well, I was on a TV show with Netflix.
Like, you got
to
show them the show.
Story. Yeah, yeah.
She's a fucking dinosaur. She's a fucking dinosaur.
Who do you think built
this fucking dinosaur? Yeah.
Did they Google you? Like when you're talking about Netflix? I don't know.
They asked what the show was.
Okay.
So I told him it's Making Fun on Netflix. So I don't know if they looked it up or not. But they made me get out of the truck and sit like 30 feet away so they could shuffle through everything. Okay.
I played that Netflix card back in October. Yeah.
That's the thing is I don't know if it's a good thing, if it helps or not.
Yeah.
Because if you get the wrong person, they'd be like, oh, you're a TV star.
Yeah. They might give them that.
Mr. Hollywood.
Yeah, you get away with everything.
Yeah.
you should just make it up for no reason. They're like, what are you doing? You're like, you ever heard of Netflix? Like, yeah. Me too. Just watch. I wanted to share something. You know, we found something in common. But yeah, we're not gonna cross. We're gonna go by plane.
We're flying. Yeah,
it's the first time we're crossing the border since all this shit started. Yeah. So I think it's gonna be fine because he went to Cuba last week, and he's a known sex tourist and criminal. And he had zero problems. He went back and forth, no issues. I think we're gonna be fine, right? You didn't have any problems.
No.
Nothing. Did they check your vaccine shit?
Oh, that's the weird shit that happened. I did.
You have no mic.
Yeah.
No. So mime it, mime it, and then we'll put like Charlie Chaplin cards.
You want mine? Sorry, I want to talk about this. I filled out the arrive can shit.
For no reason.
I showed it to the lady checking me in Cuba. She just looked at the QR code. She's like, you're good.
Hold on.
But he showed that to the lady at the hotel.
That's for arrive can. That's for coming back to Canada.
Can isn't short for Cuba.
Yeah.
She asked for it in Cuba.
She asked for arrive can.
In Cuba.
That doesn't make any sense.
She's probably said, are you arriving from Canada with a Spanish accent?
You're like, Dios mio, here you go.
We showed it and then we got back and they didn't even ask for it.
Did you show her your old Blockbuster card too? If you're just showing her random shit that doesn't belong in Cuba?
So I don't need to download that shit for our trip.
I downloaded it anyway.
Did you download it?
Like,
yeah, you should.
But just in case.
They didn't ask yours?
No. No, yeah. I did the whole thing too.
Yeah, just make sure.
You have it?
Yeah, yeah.
Did they ask?
Yeah. No. But yeah, last time I crossed the border, they asked for it.
When you crossed from the States to here or from here to the States?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll download it just in case, I guess. Yeah. I don't want to, but I'll do it. Well, yeah, to be safe. I don't want to get stuck. Mm. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? What does it say anyway, the arrive can stuff?
Yeah, that's just a like a form that says where you've been.
Oh, the old form that you have to fill out by paper?
Yeah.
Also, so it's either you have it on your phone or I have to fill out by paper.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, it just saves me that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's not a big deal. Yeah, I'll download it. Whatever. It's weird that you're going to download it before. When do I fill it up?
Like, it asks you, too, like, what border crossing are you going across? What time are you going across? It's like, I don't know.
I haven't gone yet.
On traffic. Yeah, yeah. I'm not here yet.
Yeah, that's why I like the paper one. They give it to you in the airplane. You know, yeah. I'm on this flight this time.
I guess you can fill it out in the airport.
No, I just write my provision, like.
Whatever you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I did, and it worked.
Yeah.
What time you're arriving? 8:30-ish.
Nuggets.
Yeah, you show up at 8:31. You're not getting across the border.
Yeah, and I don't think a lot of people check it. Did they check your vaccine shit? No. What? They made such a big deal about it.
Yeah, maybe they don't check it anymore since we don't need the masks.
But they just had something now in the parliament about not allowing people that are not vaccinated to travel within Canada.
Yeah.
But internationally they could go. It doesn't make any sense.
On my way to Cuba, I had to add my vaccine proof, though.
To the Cubans. Yeah, the Cubans want to know, bro. Yeah. The Cubans want to know where you've been, what you got inside there. Mm. It's their country. They're trying to protect it. Good thing they don't ask for criminal records. You'd be fucked.
Are Americans allowed to go to Cuba now or not yet?
I'm not sure.
Just Guantanamo.
It changed,
right?
Like, under Obama, I think.
Yeah.
If you guys act up a bit, you'll visit Cuba. Probably not, huh?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've never been interested in
that. Do you smoke?
No.
You know anything about cigars? The cigar market? Apparently, the Cuban cigar market in the States.
Yeah, yeah.
Lucrative. A lot of money. Yeah. Expensive. I'm saying this because he came back with zero proper cigars. He had no idea that he could make money off them.
Yeah.
And I even asked him, bring back some Cuban cigars. And I tell him yesterday, he's like, I thought you were kidding. Why would I be kidding? You missed a lucrative opportunity.
Yeah, you could have bought cigars there for like $3 and sold them for $500 in the States.
Yeah, bring them to Rhode Island.
Yeah, you would have literally crossed the border,
Yeah.
One weekend, you would have made a month's worth of work.
Oh, but not like those. Those aren't cigars. Those are cigarellos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're small cigars.
It's not the same thing. But it's good that he quit smoking. I love that he quit smoking.
So you were smoking those things in Cuba. Were you inhaling them?
No.
You were inhaling them.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I love the way you said it. Were you inhaling him? He's like, no.
Yeah.
I love the hesitation. You're like, lie, truth, lie. I'm going with lie. Let's roll the dice. Let's see.
I was not inhaling, I swear to God.
So you never smoked?
No. Yeah, I used to smoke since I'm 13. Yeah. I smoked for 20 years.
When did you quit?
Maybe 7 years ago.
Okay. Why?
Yeah. Because I started vaping.
Oh, okay. So you substituted it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You still vape, right?
Yeah.
You
okay,
never.
Yeah. Yeah. Last time you were here, you asked if you could vape inside.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's a bad habit. I think I remember smoking a USB key.
But it is a USB. You charge it through USB and then you. But is vape dangerous now? What's the science behind
this? I don't
know.
Probably.
It has to be.
It has to
be. You're putting shit in your lungs.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. If I quit vaping, I'm going to start smoking again.
You're too addicted to the. It's the action of smoking.
Yeah, the action. I like that. I don't know.
You like that action too, right?
Yeah.
You like that action too, Poseidon?
Yeah.
You used to smoke too, right?
Yeah. I started smoking when I was 11. And then I quit when I was late 30s.
Holy shit. Cigarettes contain 7,000 chemicals, many which are toxic. Oh, you think many which are toxic? Vaping facts you need to know. Johns Hopkins. You have to click on one of those, Poseidon. Click on the Johns Hopkins ones.
Oh, but I don't trust Johns Hopkins.
How do you not trust Johns Hopkins?
Johns Hopkins is, they're like, one is of overrated. The
best. Yeah.
That guy's full of shit.
It's not a person. It's a university.
He doesn't like them, though.
Yeah.
I heard, because the thing is, because it's vapor,
Electronic cigarettes are just as addictive as traditional ones.
But they can kind of fill up your lungs with water, which is also very bad.
All of it's bad. Yeah, all of it's bad. I'm with you, Poseidon. All of it's bad. But it's hard.
I'm pretty sure it's not as bad,
though. I will drone.
I think it's two different types of bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's two different things. Yeah. One is those toxins, the carcinogens, all that. And this one is the possibility of your lungs filling up with water. But everything's dangerous.
I know. I have suicidal tendencies anyway. So yeah, it's vape. Yeah.
Everything's dangerous. Fucking, I'm sure that the Beyond Meat shit is dangerous. Everything's dangerous. You can't avoid it.
That's chemicals.
Driving is everything's dangerous. Yeah, you gotta pick your poison.
All of my fake meat is apparently not dangerous if you only eat it like once a month.
That's not what you do.
That's all I eat. So I'm gonna end up dying of cancer because I wanted to eat healthy.
Or you're gonna grow a tentacle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
It's a lot of chemicals.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of chemicals. But I don't see chemicals automatically as being bad.
I like that.
No, but yeah, because some aren't bad.
Everything is chemicals.
Yeah,
everything is chemicals. Yeah.
So I'm not worried. Like I remember when I was little. Since I'm diabetic, I everything I took had aspartame in it, and people were like, "That's super dangerous. That's super dangerous." And I was like, "Yeah, but for me, it's less dangerous than sugar."
Yeah, if I take sugar, I'll die.
If I take sugar, I'll die in 3 years. If I take this, I'll get a tumor on my neck in my 50s.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the tumor on the neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, aspartame is still around. Aspartame. Yeah. It's a carcinogen. I don't know if they change stuff in aspartame because I remember I found out how they started using it. It was just lobbies at first. They're like, no, it's dangerous. Then someone that was lobbying, this happened in the States at first, in the Senate had, what did he have? In Congress, had like a stake in a company that was in South America getting, like you get it from like some kind of insect or it's like a secretion. And then they just like, no, now it's safe. And that's how they started pushing
it's
it.
It's from a plant though, I think.
Aspartame?
Yeah.
I think aspartame is from an insect.
From an insect?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. One of them is from an insect. I think it's aspartame. Check it out, son. I'm curious. Yeah, I think it's the like secretions from some bug.
Cause I know like there's aspartame.
I think it's aspartame.
There's no aspartame in Diet Coke anymore, but they kept the aspartame taste.
Does it have a taste?
What's the other thing? Yeah, you have aspartame and
stevia. Stevia is the healthy one.
Okay.
And how is it? Isn't it the same shit?
No,
that's from a plant.
That's from a plant.
Yeah. There's aspartame. There was The Splenda is different than aspartame and different than stevia.
I thought it was different names for the same thing. You might be right though. Yeah, it's probably different shit. Besides, you figure out where aspartame. Your head seems to be hurting.
Yeah.
Why are you squinting like
that? He's drinking too much aspartame.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's made from feces.
It's made from feces. Yeah, from insects, not from
not plant
it's
feces.
Like, it's not plant. No, it's
aspartame is
E. coli poop. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
What?
E. coli.
Yeah. You guys thought I was making this shit up?
Where did you get that? You got that from The Onion? Is that the website?
he's right, yeah. It's crazy.
It's actually, I'm not going to say the website.
GoGnarly.com. Oh, GoGnarly. You know what it is? Probably. You know, Diet Pepsi isn't vegan?
Yeah, can you explain
and,
that?
And Diet Pepsi doesn't want to say why it's not vegan. And that's probably the reason.
Aspartame.
They probably still use aspartame. So they're
because it comes from a living organism.
Yeah, because they don't want to say, look, it's from insects.
But is it insects or germs? I might be wrong.
Insect shit.
It might be germ poop, not insect. They're different.
Any poop. You should. How? Why is that germ have sweet, delicious?
Yeah.
Poop?
Why is that a thing?
It's like wood finishes. Yeah. Like the shellac.
The shellac. Yeah.
Yeah. That's bug's poop.
Yeah.
Right.
It would be funny to find
the shellac is bug poop.
Yeah.
It's from a beetle.
Yeah.
Really.
It's like their excretion. Yeah.
Yeah, so we use that. That's reuse, reduce, recycle. Captain Planet type of shit.
Who came up with that, though?
But
that one guy licking like, bugs' assholes.
Yeah.
But I get, like for...
What are you doing, Steve? Sugar's bad for me.
Yeah. I'm diabetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, quit judging me. I'm diabetic. Yeah. It's called diabetes.
Why don't you just eat it? I'd rather lick its asshole. Like, it's like, what the fuck's going on? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess
and they claim it's food safe, right?
Shellac, probably. Yeah, I guess
once
so.
Yeah, once it's cured.
I guess poop is safe.
Depends who and what, but we eat poop. There's poop in all. If you eat frozen foods,
there's poop in everything.
There's poop in everything. They say. Yeah, in frozen foods, there's mice feces, and you're gonna find an insect, or you can't see it because the processing, but they're all in there because they're everywhere.
I don't know how many insects apparently we eat a year.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Whether you lick that asshole or not, you're eating some insects.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. But yeah, I know it's crazy to think of. It fucks with me too. Because I think it's impossible because they're everywhere and you won't know.
Yeah.
That's
For shellac, though, I get it. Because like if you see poop and you're like, oh, that poop is kind of liquid and shiny.
Yeah.
Oh, and it gets hard. And it's, oh, if I had a bunch of poop and I spread it out, and it'd be amazing.
So you're just smearing shit over tables.
But how do you?
I think about that all the time.
How do you get the taste? Like
how do you figure out what tastes good?
Like if I know something is poop, I'll be like, okay, I'll put some gloves on. I'll rub the poop.
Yeah.
And when it'll dry, I won't tell anyone it's poop. But to lick it, to go like, oh, this is delicious.
Because you're like, I like the
and shellac smells good too.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
That's probably what it is. Like the coloring, like, look, I know it's shit. It smells good. It smears nice. There's only one thing left.
Yeah, let's try it. Yeah.
Then you go to get a patent for that. It's like, I got a story for you.
Yeah. Well, you could eat this? Yeah. How do you know, sir? All right, well, listen.
Long
story. It's a remote village. Everything closed at 6 p.m. I started shellacking early. I was hungry. What color is shellac? Like
even
brown?
Shellac. Isn't shellac transparent?
Yeah, it's kind of like an amber color kind of sort. You can get it in different tints. It's they mix it with stuff.
Like food coloring?
Yeah, kind of.
I guess it depends on what the insect ate.
Yeah.
There you go. If it's vegan or not.
Yeah.
Poseidon, what are you pulling up? Aspartame?
Shellac.
Shellac.
Yeah,
there's different colors of flakes. So they mix it with like an alcohol or something. I don't remember exactly what it is. Or like acetone? Is it acetone?
Etymology, shellac comes from...
Yeah, shellac and alcohol. There you go.
Most European languages, except Romance ones and Greek, have borrowed the word for the substance from English or from the German equivalent. So we refuse to borrow the word. All right, that's nice.
Oh, that's the...
Lack tube.
Like the bug. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that tube. Fucking bugs, eh?
Goddamn.
Drawing of an insect... Who fucking figures this shit out? Yeah. It's the we have to ask questions about the first person that does everything. The first person who discovered milk.
Like eating eggs?
Yeah, all the first person. Eggs would make the most sense because you're like, I eat the animal, whatever. But the guy who, the first cow, they caught him drinking, you know, from the udders. Like, what are you doing? Ah! Like the first person has a lot of fucking questions to answer.
Even the egg, though, because it comes out of the ass.
Yeah.
And they had to test it a lot. They had to bite into it. And like, okay, I'll wipe the shit off. And then it's disgusting. Then they're like, oh, but the inside. And then they drink the inside. That's disgusting. They're like, how about if the inside gets cooked? They're like, Jesus, how many tests did you go through?
There's so many. I'm always curious about who discovered, let's say, yogurt. Because that's the whole process. Mm. Like, there's so like, and you they just say, oh, this is what you got to do. You got to ferment. But who thought of that in the first place? That's a crazy thing to think about.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, though, in the old days, they were so poor that they just left milk out.
But I think it's more than just leaving it out, no? There's a whole thing you have to do.
But the first yogurt probably wasn't delicious.
Yeah.
It was just thick, weird milk. And they're like, ugh. Put berries.
Bring some honey.
Yeah.
Change the taste. But yeah, the first, I always wonder who's the first person to do shit like that. Mm. Yeah. All the, what's this beside? The origins of yogurt are unknown. Yeah, because nobody wants to take credit. But it's thought to have been invented in Mesopotamia.
5,000 years before Christ.
Yeah.
Wow.
In ancient Indian records, the combination of yogurt and honey is called the food of the gods. That's what Greeks eat, yogurt and honey. Yeah. Give me who invented Greek yogurt? I love that it says that. That's a question. People ask who invented Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
I'll give you a guess.
You can tell people had they didn't have like delicious
I like the delay.
Food like 5,000 years ago when they called it the food of the gods, yogurt and honey. Mm. They're like, this is insane.
Yeah.
This is the best thing ever.
That's what they're eating up there.
And you're like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah, it's yogurt and honey, bro. Calm down. Yeah. No, the gods have this. We were, who was it? I had a guy telling me about theories about the Indians and nuclear war. They're like, you know, they were dropping nuclear bombs. This is recent. This is a couple of hundred years ago. I was like, that didn't happen.
Someone said the 300 years ago they were dropping nuclear bombs.
Yeah.
On India?
In India.
Okay.
And I think somewhere in Russia.
Okay.
And I was like, Alex. There's... Hmm. Huh? Was it Alex? Yeah, it was Alex, yeah.
Was it someone... Like, he thought it was someone that time traveled?
No, no. He just said that, like, we already had this technology. Now, and I, my thing is, if you say it for 5 or 10,000, let's say 10,000 years ago, we find residue, it's easier to believe that. Like, maybe we reached this point and then we fucked it all up. Yeah. That's easier.
And then
but
you started over.
Randomly, while we're lit, like, while we have recorded history, mm-hmm. there's nukes dropping and no one's talking about it. I was like, that's just stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Makes no sense.
It makes no sense. And then another theory starts of, no, no, history is not what you think it is. We're really been around for 100 years. Like, ah, shut the, you know, that's when I get
Bill
frustrated.
Gates, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it's fucking Bill Gates. We're dropping
Bill
nukes.
Bill Gates is responsible
dropping
for
nukes
everything.
In India.
Yeah, he, oh, dude.
Bill Gates killed Jesus.
That's what
people
I think.
Don't know that.
That's what I think.
He traveled back in time and killed Jesus.
And Norm McDonald, too.
You know what I want to see? I want to see if, like, Bezos, Bill Gates, and Elon Musk, if they're in a room together, how they're going to bicker. Because they don't like each other.
Yeah.
They actually don't like each other. Like, they dislike each other. They've all fucked each other over somehow. That's why they tweet at each other. But I'd love to see in room how they would be. Like, would it be nerd fights? Would it get physical, you think?
I don't know. Bezos is getting, like, big.
I think, yeah, he's getting jacked. I think he's waiting to be ready for that inevitable fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fight to the death.
Yeah, where Bill Gates, I don't think, can fight. And Elon Musk either.
I don't think I think Bezos might be able to win. Elon Musk is a bigger guy.
He's older, though. He's older than Elon Musk, but he's younger than Bill Gates.
Yeah, but Gates is useless, bro.
Yeah.
Bill Gates has the body of silly putty. Like, he's not intimidating anyone.
But he could code. Nobody.
Yeah. He could steal code. That's what I heard he did. I heard he stole a lot of shit. This Bill Gates character, you ever heard of him?
Yeah.
Microsoft.
Yeah.
Yeah. Microsoft meet fucking hard Bezos. That's what it is, because Bezos is ready. He's jacked. I think Bezos could take Bill Gates out.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Fucks hotter women, too.
Yeah.
Well, he fucks women. Fucking Gates was going to a goddamn island where children were known to be prostituted. So I think Bezos wins that round, at least.
That's where he was last week, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he says Cuba. He says Cuba. He's like, guys, you're not going to believe
Cuba.
This. No one's running the island. Yeah. It's crazy.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. I was in the obelisk. Yeah. There's a dental chair. It's awesome.
He's going to a secret pedophile island. He's showing his can arrive thing.
Yeah. They're like, sir, can you help us? Yeah, yeah, don't worry. I got my arrive can. I got it. Arrive can. I'm vaccinated. Let's go. Make with the kids. I think they shut down the whole island, no?
I hope they did.
Yeah, I think they did because... And I think he owned it, Epstein, which is fucked up because now it's like, who does it fall? Let's say you inherit it.
Who inherits that?
Isn't that weird? You're like, you inherited your great uncle's island. Wow, I inherited an island. Wait a second.
If generally, if you inherit something from a pedophile, you're like, okay, I'll go in. I'll tear everything down, rebuild. But this on an island, so it's hard to tear stuff down.
And he built crazy shit, like an obelisk and stuff.
So you gotta...
What did you bring up?
Apparently it's becoming a tourist attraction.
Oh, it's a tourist attraction. A sex tourist attraction.
Locals have dubbed it the Island of Sin.
Oh.
There are locals?
Yeah, how big of an island is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's so many islands that...
Oh, that's the island of it? Oh, God,
that's
damn.
A very small island.
75 acres.
Oh, 70, that's not, wow. That's not bad, but it's small for an island.
Little St. James is what it's called. Little St. James is what it's called, where Epstein was accused of sex trafficking. Well, he was more than accused.
He bought that for, how much? He bought that for $8
million? Yeah, 7.95.
That's not much.
That's not much, yeah.
75 acres, god damn, this guy got a good deal.
That's cheap, yeah.
The four-part series, but that series was full of shit.
Maybe I can afford that with my YouTube money.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to get that YouTube money up.
Yeah, we need season two so we can buy an island.
You could probably get this one at a discount.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reasons why they want to get rid of it.
That wouldn't be creepy at all for the kids' parents. You're like, hey, since there's no more COVID, the kids can come and pitch their idea on this island.
It's called Little St. James. We found an island. It's beautiful. No, don't look at the paintings. Forget that. It's beautiful. Do they confiscate shit, you think? Like, do they confiscate all the paintings, all the, like, he has dental chairs, jacuzzi, and they sell it? Like, what do they do? Or do they just leave it there?
No, I think they confiscate it.
And they just leave the building?
Yeah. I went once to one of those auctions.
Mm.
No, like...
I thought one of those islands.
No, one of those auctions to buy, like, because I was like, fuck, I'm going to buy a car that used to be, like, some mafia guy because they have nice cars.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I was like, fuck, if the guy gets out of prison in a year and sees me driving his Cadillac that I paid like $400, I'm going to get murdered.
Do you think they would do that? I think when they sell him, it's really like there's no chance of the guy coming for
it. I think like for cars and stuff, you're okay. But it's just I wouldn't buy a house.
Or a painting of the person.
Yeah.
Yeah, painting of the person would be insane.
Might be bugged too.
Yeah. Oh, it might be bugged. That would be hilarious to listen to you.
You're like, why is he? You know what I like about this painting is how there's a little microphone.
Listen to my every thought. Did when you went to this auction, what were they selling? Like everything, cars, paintings, everything?
It was garbage. I thought it was, like, I was like, okay, these criminals were had nice stuff. And I realized criminals have a lot of garbage. Like
Toyota Corolla.
Like, it was like, I forget what car that I almost bought because this is like in the 90s, so I didn't have any money. And there was a car with like doors that weren't the same color because they had changed them and didn't paint them. And I was like, ugh, it was.
You almost bought it?
But it was like less than $100.
For a car?
For a car. So I was like thinking about it, but then I was like, no.
Wait, hold on. Poseidon, your next car on auction.
Yeah.
Maybe. Why the fuck not? That's a good idea. You sell the current car.
And your next car will be already the same color as the current car.
Yeah.
I found a website for the, like, repossessed vehicles.
We can't hear you. It's about repossessed vehicles.
He's talking about how he likes little boys.
Yeah. What do you mean? Really? And you're going to
keep... That's too young. That is too young.
Poseidon, that's way too young. What are you saying? Smile if you like kids? That's weird, Poseidon. Close your... No, stop laughing. Stop laughing. That would actually be a good idea for him. Sell his current car, get a better car at a discount. But I think there's no way you can get away with it. I think if you go there, there's professionals.
Yeah. I used to be obsessed with auctions. And then I realized it's always professionals that win. Because it's all people like the way I was that didn't have any money. So you go in, and then those guys, they see you, and they go, okay, this guy probably has $200, so I'll just bid 201.
Yeah.
So they just bid a little higher. And then if they don't bid higher, you end up paying too much for garbage.
Oh, you pay like $500, and that's worth two?
Yeah.
They like those, right?
Auctions.
Yeah. Auctions, yeah. Tool auctions, yeah.
How does that work?
It's just like old factories that are shutting down or like, you know, woodworking operations that are not, you know, using their tools anymore. And they'll auction wood off too sometimes. And
I didn't know you could just steal shit and auction it off.
Yeah.
And how much like for like wood compared to how much would it be? Like what do you pay half price, a third the price?
I got a big batch a couple years ago for, I don't know, a quarter of the price maybe of what it would be.
What the fuck?
From a lumberyard, yeah. It was like, 1,000 board feet. It was a lot.
You bought a basketball court.
Yeah, right? I bought an old basketball court, too.
You bought a whole court?
Yeah, it was. I don't know if it was a whole court. It was like, 3,500 square feet. It filled up a whole, like, 26-foot box truck, so whatever that is.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was, like, a few hours away from me, too. I had to drive and go get it and, like, stay the night. It was a whole operation, but it was, like...
Super worth it.
Yeah, because you pay $10 a square foot or something, and I paid, like, $2 for that.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You could just resell and make money.
Yep. Yeah. That's the plan. I was going to like sell half of it, use half of it.
Oh, that's the best. You made money off buying wood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's like a drug dealer.
Yeah. Poseidon, man, there's other business opportunities for you.
So was
I see
court,
you become a guy like that.
But did you have to go in and like take it apart or it was already?
Yeah. So this place I bought it from, they were moving. So they're getting rid of a bunch of their stock. So they take barns down. Like they'll go, the person's like getting rid of their barn. They'll take it like every piece apart and then save it and resell it, make it into flooring or sell the pieces. So they go into these basketball gymnasiums and they like just cut a grid of like 6 foot by 6 foot squares.
Okay.
And then take them out. And so that's how I got them, was in these squares.
And this is the kind of shit that you're using right now to build stuff. You're using that same wood, right?
Yeah, so I'm going
to
put it up in the barn where I work. So that'll be the floor in my shop. And then I can use it as raw material, too, because it's all maple. It's like inch thick, really nice stuff.
So it's good wood.
Yeah.
So you can reuse good wood.
Yeah.
Like this table, would you be able to reuse it? It's some thick-ass wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, you put some shellac on that.
No, you take the beetles and you rub their butts off.
Yeah, you rub their butts off. How do you find shellac? Like, you just buy it ready-made?
Yeah.
You leave food out on the counter.
How do they use it, though, like the people that make that shellac? They collect
isn't
bugs?
I don't even think I know what shellac is, but I always thought it was just like sort of paint.
Yeah, it's like a varnish.
A shiny finish.
It comes as a flake, and then you put it in, I think, denatured alcohol, so it becomes, you know, something you can paint onto the surface, and then it hardens again.
So you buy it, it's a flake?
You can buy it as a flake, or you can buy it like in a can, like you do with like a polyurethane or a varnish.
And do people come to you with like special requests that you have to find either equipment or special varnishes that you don't have around? You're like, fuck, all right, how am I going to get that? And there's just stuff that's only available like internationally and shit. Or pretty much you can find whatever you need.
I mostly build what I want.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Same for me. I don't really build for clients.
Never, huh?
No, because it's all for the content for YouTube and Instagram and everything.
Like with the show, like Making Fun, though, do you have like rich people that are reaching out that want to have one of you guys like build stuff?
I didn't have any request for that.
Yeah.
Either.
Yeah, not yet.
Those people are fucking stupid.
Oh, I wanted to reach out, and I'm reaching out now. I want you to build me a tabletop for the Sainte-Belle.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, okay. For the podcast.
Yeah, okay, cool. And I'm...
shellac. That's the only thing.
No shellac. Yeah, okay, perfect.
Are you going to have like a logo in the middle? That's what you should do.
I'd like a logo of just written Centre Bragg.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about it after the podcast.
Yeah, perfect. This is fucking badass.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that's gonna be a cool event.
Because you built a lot of shit for Quebec Comics, right? Yeah. Like a lot of times when they have stools.
Yeah, yeah.
Like custom stools to take with them.
Yeah, I made the stool for Sam Breton, for Jerry Alain.
I know Sam, I know Jerry.
Guillaume Wagner.
Do you always charge the same price, or do you? It depends on how funny you think they are.
He told Jerry, "Give me a fucking six pack, bro, and fuck off."
It's about the same price. Yeah.
Okay.
I helped the Jer a bit, yeah.
Okay.
A bit more, but yeah.
So Jer has a custom, I gotta see it. I gotta see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the three-leg stool. He says it's not that...
not that stable?
Yeah. Like does him. He want to sit on it? I thought he would just want it as like a decoration.
That's what I thought too. That's why I made...
Three
legs. But yeah, I think he likes it. Yeah.
Fuck, that's so cool.
But the one, Sam's one is pretty cool with the shovel and the pick.
Oh, I haven't seen the Breton's. I gotta see that. Oh, fuck, bro. That's badass. You should get a custom stool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he brings his own stool.
I had asked him to build me a table for the tour bus.
Yeah, never had time.
And then he got the Netflix thing.
And he sent you a message of a middle finger.
I'm famous.
Here's your table. Sit on this. Yeah, okay. I feel you. But this summer, I don't know if you're going to be around, the show to watch is going to be Mike Ward at the Bell Center.
I already have my tickets.
Suzukud Live.
Yeah.
You know what day it is?
No, but it's in the app.
July 22nd. I'm repeating that for everyone. July 22nd, SantreBragg.com.
It's July 23rd?
I think it's the 22nd.
22nd. Okay.
Yeah, July 22nd, 2022. Tickets are on sale now. I don't know if you guys know this, but he just broke already a Guinness World Record. It's the largest live podcast in the history of mankind so far. So far, he might beat that record in 3 years again, but no one's coming close. I think the biggest one was 10,000 people. He's already at close to 17,000. Probably going to make
it
close to
20,000.
You're already at 20,000? Yeah. Wow. Oh, it's 20,000. Yeah. So he doubled the previous record of live podcasts. You know how fucking crazy that is?
Yeah.
I think the only people you're going to have, there's a bigger gate than most of the highest UFC stuff in North America.
Yeah. I felt like a piece of shit. My brother called last week. And he had seen my brothers in Calgary, and he saw Chris Stapleton at the arena is, whatever the arena is in Calgary. And he was like, I was freaking out because the arena was full. And I told my wife, Mike is going to have this many people. And I was like, was he playing in the round? And he was like, no, he had his stage at the end. I was like, I'm going to have 8,000 more people.
Yeah,
and then I was like, why am I bragging? My brother's already so happy for me. And I was correcting him.
But no, that was a good, because you're never going to get like an opportunity like this. This is huge. So you have to brag.
Yeah.
I'm bragging for you.
It's just so stupid.
Centre Bragg.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah, this summer. This is going to be a good summer. Poseidon, you already have plans to come out that night. We're all going to be there in support. Why was that weird snap?
I don't know. He learned that in Cuba.
Yeah. Is that a Cuban thing?
No. That's how he used to hit his waiter.
Yeah.
To
get
since a communist, you don't give him a tip. You just hit him less hard if the service is good.
That's why they robbed you when you left. That's why they stole your girlfriend's shit. There's the fucking smack on the foreheads. So you guys, you want to? They're going to be in the description, but do you want to repeat your YouTube channels just so people right now on their phones can go to them?
Yeah, you can find me at patlab.com. Everything is there. Yeah.
Is the content in French or English or a bit of both?
It doesn't matter. Trust me, it doesn't matter. You, it's enjoyable because he's actually, it's not like this is what I made. You see shit happening. You could speak only Chinese and you can enjoy
Japanese
it.
I don't talk much.
The language thing is not a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jackman works for me.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Everywhere.
Mike, anything we forgot to give out this episode?
No, your stuff is patreon.com/Pantelis,
pantelscomedy.com. Next week, we're announcing a lot of shows for the summer, but in French so far. I haven't announced anything in English. We don't know if we're going to do anything in English, but in French at the festival, we're going to be around doing some shit.
And if you haven't seen, we were talking about this a bit during the show. If you haven't seen Making Fun yet on Netflix, go watch it. It's very enjoyable. It's good for the whole family. Like, it's not, it's kind of sold as a kid show, but I don't have kids, and I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it's like a kid's show, but not a kid's show, it's really. It's for everybody.
Because you get some building, you get some cool stuff, some funny stories, and if your kid's sister, your actual kid, your nephew, your niece are there, you don't have to worry.
It's not, like, going to be... Yeah, sometimes you can play stuff on Netflix, you're like, okay, this is good.
Or sometimes you have to look around, you're like, I gotta mute it.
And you're like, why are they doing all this racial stuff?
There's a lot of off-cuts, though.
Oh, yeah.
It
could have been a completely different show.
He built a dinosaur and then started dropping the N-bomb. I don't know what's going on in this show. So thank you guys for listening. Check out Making Fun, and remember to go fuck yourselves.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.